Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Are you really in the
Maggie Rodden, giving my unsolicited opinion. On yesterday's show, we discussed vaccine-induced diseases. And on today's show, I'm going to get into the rabies that's been tweaked that's causing the cannibalism outbreak in many parts of the globe. And now we have more information about a pre-pandemic vaccine they're going to be promoting for the bird flu. But before I get to those things, I just want to mention, as we speak, we have ex-FBI Director Louis Freeh on television revealing his report into the Sandusky investigation at Penn State. And apparently from the pre-program news briefings, they're basically going to offer three more sacrificial lambs. I encourage all of you to check out the Franklin cover-up. There's a very important book called The Franklin Scandal by Nick Bryant. The website to check that out on is franklinscandal.com, because this is exactly the same master template as occurred with the Franklin Scandal, where we had various traitors in the District of Criminals, pedophiles, procuring children from Boys Town, using them for very perverse and evil purposes, and the FBI was involved in covering it up. And now we have the same thing happening. I can assure you that the people at Penn State on the board and various high-priced, wealthy contributors to Penn State were also procuring young boys from the Second Mile Foundation. So that's why they brought Louis Freeh in, so he could offer up a couple more sacrificial lambs and then cover up all of the really big names that are involved in this. And this is what's going on all over. As you all know, the same thing happened with the Catholic Church and continues to happen. And, oh, by the way, I suggest that you check out a website, itcss.org. That stands for International Tribunal on Crimes of Church and State. One of the co-directors is a pastor, Kevin Annette, and they've actually started a lawsuit against the Vatican, the Crown, and various big pharma companies in regards to rape and murder and experimentation on children, especially in the native residential schools. So there are some good things happening, but on my programs that I do, we have to face the fact that psychopaths control the world. And as dark as it is, people of conscience have to get their heads wrapped around what's really going on. And, of course, destruction of our children by sexual assault is one of the main ways that they're accomplishing their goal to create lifelong individuals that have very limited abilities to deal with life. Of course, they always look for a Novocaine for the soul, and in many cases, they become abusers themselves. So I'm recording Louis Freeh's press briefing. I can't wait to hear what he has to say, but he looks like he's blinking a lot, so that's always a good sign that he's lying through his teeth. Okay, I just received this morning on Skype a link to a very important article from one of my listeners in the UK. It's on dailymail.co.uk. Okay, there's the music. I'll give you this information after the break. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We're back with the Unsolicited Opinion. This is Dr. Carly sitting in for Maggie, and I encourage all the listeners, they have comments or questions, to please call in during the second hour. The questions from listeners always make the show much better. So before the break, I was talking about this very important article published yesterday, July 11th, on dailymail.co.uk. entitled Bird Flu is Only Three Steps from Mutating into Deadly New Form That Could Cause Global Pandemic. And scientists are scrambling for what? New vaccines. Now, I live in a twilight zone. It's like, you know, the old story about, you know, if there's a fire in the theater, are you allowed to yell fire? Well, I've been yelling fire for 15 years, and people are waking up, and that's great. But it's very hard for me as I see the impending global genocide that's already happening, but which is going to be ramped up, and as is proven in this very important article, getting ready to occur. And I can't understand why more people are not, you know, shouting from the rooftops that we're in trouble and these psychopaths have to be stopped. But as they always do, they basically tell the truth in their article, and of course they twist it to make it appear as though they're trying to protect us, but those in the know, and certainly RBN listeners are in that group, are smarter than they think we are. So, what do they say in this article? As scientists delve deeper into H5N1 bird flu, they have discovered it is only three steps away from mutating into a potentially lethal human pandemic form. Well, that's because they're doing it. They know the steps because they're doing it, okay? And, you know, that's so obvious. Anybody with two working brain cells can figure that out. The find has added new urgency to scientists' quest for a way to prevent a global outbreak that will be deadly and could kill millions. Calls of hundreds of thousands of chickens, turkeys, and ducks to stem bird flu outbreaks rarely make international headlines these days, but they are worryingly common event as the deadly virus continues its march across the globe. Now, think about how insane this is. They're culling, i.e. killing, thousands of chickens, turkeys, and ducks. What are they also doing to the chickens, turkeys, and ducks? Why, they are vaccinating them, okay? Now, of course, they never mention in these articles if the birds being culled, first of all, were proven to have any virus to begin with, and if so, were they vaccinated? Because if they were vaccinated, that's where they got the virus from. So as these psychopaths who always profit from, you know, disaster capitalism at its best, they're forcing these farmers to kill off all of their poultry and or vaccinate them, and in most cases probably both, and charging them for these quote-unquote services. And at the same time, they're in their laboratories playing around with these viruses to actually make them into the deadly viruses that they are. Because in nature, a bird flu virus does not infect humans. So they had to tweak it to make that happen. But let me get back to this very important article. In 2009, during the H1N1 swine flu pandemic, vaccines only became available months after the virus had spread around the world. And even then, there was only enough for 1 in 5 of the world's 7 billion people. Well, of course, because of myself, people like Jane Burgermeister, others that were, you know, on radio shows almost every day, I probably did about 1,000 radio shows in 2009 when this was going on, people were smartened up and realized that this vaccine, first of all, let's pretend vaccines are efficacious. There's no way that they could have properly tested the vaccine because they came out with it so quickly after they announced that the pandemic of swine flu had begun. And why is that? Well, because they made the virus in the first place, and then they got the vaccines ready. And because people were forewarned that there's, you know, there's something fishy going on here, not many people took the vaccine, and that's why the pandemic never happened. So for them to be, you know, trying to scare us in retrospect, you know, the vaccines only became available months after the virus had spread around the world. They couldn't give this stuff away. They had so many doses left over that what they did with it was combine it with the regular flu vaccine. And that's how they're sneaking it into people who are ignorant enough to line up to take the flu vaccine. So for the bird flu pandemic, they say they need another approach. Talk is centered on a pre-pandemic vaccine, immunizing people years in advance against the flu pandemic that is yet to happen and may never come. Now, this is very obvious. Immunize people years in advance. Well, as I always talk about, you know, there's many parts of the witch's brew that cause damage to people and cause chronic disease, autoimmune disease, cancer, genetic damage, etc. But one of the main things the vaccines do is inoculate you with the disease. They're not immunizing you against a disease, they're inoculating you with a disease. And so they're giving you the disease. And so this is the genius approach they've come up with now, that since they have figured out that bird flu is only three steps from mutating into a deadly new form that could cause a global pandemic, because they're doing it, that's how they know, now they're going to start pushing this pre-pandemic vaccination. And you see, that's very ingenious if you're dealing with mind-controlled idiots that are going to line up for this vaccine, because, of course, giving the vaccine will cause the pandemic. So, therefore, they will this time be able to say, see, we told you the pandemic was coming. Luckily, all of you lined up to take the vaccine. Well, of course, the vaccine, if taken in large enough numbers, will cause the bird flu pandemic. So they admit in the article that scientists and vaccine makers have already produced pre-pandemic H5N1 vaccines, and some are stockpiled by wealthy countries like the United States and European governments for frontline medical staff. Oh, okay. So when did they create this vaccine and start stockpiling it? Because, you know, apparently this is like breaking news that it's only three steps away from morphing into this very deadly form. And, of course, how could they have prepared a vaccine for the deadly form if it hasn't yet morphed? And, of course, we know it's morphed because it did so in a laboratory. So why not bring all these elements together and run a pre-pandemic vaccine campaign to prime potential victims with a preparatory shot? I like that word, prime. That's a little obvious there. This could boost the immunity of millions of people to a pandemic bird flu strain that might otherwise kill tens of millions. These people are the most amazing exaggerators that you could ever imagine. Of course, they bring up the 1918 Spanish flu outbreak that killed an estimated 20 million to 50 million people worldwide. There's a very important book about that situation. It's called Vaccinations, the Silent Killer. And in that book, it documents that, in fact, the 1918 Spanish flu was not flu. It was from a number of vaccines given to United States soldiers in World War I. The combination of all these viruses injected into the soldiers morphed into a killer thing that they called the Spanish flu. And then the reason that the pandemic occurred was because at that time they developed their vaccine and they talked a large majority of the population into receiving it. And that's why millions of people died all over the world. And in this amazing book by Eleanor McBean and Ida Onaroff actually talks about how when they tried this again in 1976, you know, if you're old enough to remember that scare, oh yeah, here comes the swine flu. So they developed the vaccine. They were trying to push it on people. Many, many people started to get very sick and die, especially with something called Guillain-Barré disease, an autoimmune disease of the nervous system, which eventually ends up in you not being able to breathe. And so Ida Onaroff and another individual brought a lawsuit against the federal government to stop the vaccination of the population. And in an amazing decision, the judge dismissed the case, and he dismissed the case saying that they didn't have standing. So Ida Onaroff asked for clarification, what could give them standing, and the answer by the judge, and you can't make this stuff up, it's so bizarre. The judge actually told them that you would get standing if you took the vaccine and you died. Okay? So you have to be dead to get standing. Well, you know, that's kind of hard to stand after you're dead. So this is a pattern in practice they've done many times throughout history. Alas, they tried it, as we know, with this bogus swine flu scare in 2009. And they weren't able to cull enough of the population at that time. So now they've come up with this boogeyman, the bird flu. And, of course, they're going to do a pre-pandemic vaccine. You know, that's pretty amazing to get you to line up before the pandemic even occurs. Because, as I said, the pandemic will happen if people are foolish enough to get injected with the very organism that they've created in the laboratory. Okay, the last flu pandemic was widely viewed as a mild strain, and the WHO, the World Homicide Organization, along with drug makers and governments, was criticized in some quarters for scaremongering over the threat. Yet a fresh analysis last month showed it may still have killed as many as 580,000 people, far more than the 18,500 cited as the number of laboratory-confirmed deaths. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after the break to discuss that little sentence.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
And we're back with the unsolicited opinion. And today it's Dr. Rebecca Crowley sitting in for Maggie giving my unsolicited opinion on all the biowarfare weapons called vaccinations that are being developed, and now we're being advised that they're coming up with the next one, the bird flu, and I'm also going to get to the cannibalism slash rabies situation that's happening. And let me just mention that, as far as I know, I am the only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases in the world. I have been deemed so in many courts in which I've testified on behalf of vaccine-injured children. My websites are reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarley.com. And I do consults to teach people how to reverse their vaccine-induced diseases, which include all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. But my ultimate goal is to stop this insanity because, as I always talk about, the calls that I get every day from people who have been, put on death's door by, first of all, getting the vaccines and then being prescribed the toxic drugs, which may get rid of a couple symptoms but always cause many, many more side effects. It's just pure evil. I mean, this is a spiritual war. This is good versus evil. And the only way these psychopaths that are creating bioweapons in their 1,300 biowarfare labs will be stopped is if enough people wake up and realize what's really going on, and especially that you're paying for it. Okay, let me get back to this article from dailymail.co.uk. bird flu is only three steps from mutating into deadly new form. As I stated before the break, they state here, a fresh analysis last month showed it may still have killed, i.e. the alleged swine flu pandemic of 2009, as many as 580,000 people, far more than the 18,500 cited as the number of laboratory-confirmed deaths. So this is what they did. They confirmed in a laboratory that 18,500 people all over the world died of the swine flu, which, of course, they created. But, you know, that's another story. So they confirmed laboratory-wise that 18,500 had died. So they knew they were getting ready to unleash this bird flu pandemic, and in order to get people to get scared enough to take the pre-pandemic bird flu vaccine, they had to up the ante. So what they did is they did a scientific analysis, which is baloney. Okay, basically they put a bunch of numbers into a computer, and they used statistics to twist and spin the data, and they came up with a much scarier number. 580,000 people may have died from the swine flu. So they did this in order to get you primed and ready for the next scary alleged pandemic. And then they go on to state that a mutated human pandemic form of H5N1 bird flu could be a whole different ballgame. H5N1 does not yet pass easily from birds to people, but when it does, it kills around 60% of those infected. And that's what they've been busy in the laboratory doing, is finding a way to make it pass easily from birds to people. Okay, they say that the virus continues to spread among birds in Asia, with China reporting the latest cull of more than 150,000 chickens. Of course, once again, they don't state if those chickens had been vaccinated with the bird flu vaccine. As of July 6th, the World Homicide Organization counts 607 cases of people infected by bird flu globally. Of those, 358 died, a fatality rate of 59%. Now, you know, it's admitted by the American Medical Association that 100,000 people are dying from prescription drugs prescribed properly every year. So, you know, they're trying to scare us about 607 people that have allegedly been infected by the bird flu globally. How come these people are never concerned about the deaths attributed to medicine? And, of course, that's only what they're admitting to. If you actually count all the hospital-acquired infections and all the diseases caused by vaccines to begin with, which, as I've proven in the documents on drcarley.com, include all of the diseases under the internal medicine umbrella. And let me also just point you to an extremely important article on reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. If you go to the PET page, you can read an article, Science of Vaccine Damage, out of the UK, which has 19 scientific references from non-pharma-funded veterinarians proving what I've been saying for 15 years. And when I found this article, this was the most immense validation for what I've been saying that I've ever found. And, of course, the key there is that these veterinarian researchers were not funded by Big Pharma. Ergo, they could tell the truth. So, as I said, they're trying to scare us. They're getting us primed. Okay, we have the virus spreading among birds in Asia. Of course, we know that the USDA is not properly protecting us from any kind of produce that comes in from these foreign countries. As a matter of fact, I talked to someone in my local grocery store that works in the meat and seafood department on the QT, because they're having more and more seafood products that are being brought in that, you know, if you read the label carefully, it says that they're farm-raised. And I talked to this person because I already knew the answer, but I wanted to see if you would admit it. He said, I would never eat farm-raised seafood. They're raised in sewer water. What he didn't know is they're all vaccinated. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. Are you really in the deep? Don't know where the time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Opinion, and I'm going to continue talking about this story from Mail Online about the bird flu being only three steps away from mutating into a deadly new form, and this is why they're going to start recommending pre-pandemic vaccines. And if I don't get to cover the rabies situation, I will continue on with that tomorrow. But this is very important. They haven't yet come up with a vaccine for the zombie situation, although I can assure you it's coming. But this bird flu situation, the timing of this is quite amazing because the Olympics in the UK are just getting ready to be commenced. And I have a strange feeling that something is going to happen as they're promoting flu vaccines for the people that visit the Olympics, the millions of people, the athletes, the people that staff the stadium, etc., and especially the emergency responders. They're all being told to get the vaccine, the regular flu vaccine. Of course, who knows what else they've snuck into it. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's all of a sudden an announcement that there's been a bird flu outbreak in London. And of course, what are they going to say? Oh, we had people coming from all over the world. That's how it works. Okay. So getting back to this article, it continues saying that faced with the risk, i.e. of the bird flu having such a high fatality rate, Rino Rapuglio, a scientist at the Switzerland's Novartis, one of several drug makers, including Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline, that have H5N1 vaccines already approved for use, made the case for a pre-pandemic vaccination in a paper in the journal Science last month. Of course they did, because that's how they're going to make billions and billions of dollars. This is called a conflict of interest. And what do they have, a bunch of psychics that work for them? I mean, how do they know that it's coming? The only way they could possibly know it's coming is if they're causing it. I mean, people, come on. I know it's hard to believe that such evil exists, but it's right in our face. And then they make money off it. Disaster capitalism. We see this all over. Okay, given that licensed H5N1 vaccines are available, we have the option to vaccinate individuals at greatest risk or to vaccinate more broadly, including the entire globe. Now, how are they going to accomplish this? Are the various countries run by various psychopaths going to pass laws that state everyone must be vaccinated or be quarantined? In which case, if you're quarantined, of course, you will be forced to get the vaccine, and then you will definitely get the disease. How is this all going to go down? You know, they're basically putting the plan out right in front of us. It's not just a question of evaluating the cost, the logistics, and the risk of implementing such a vaccine campaign. Okay, what are the risks? We are not told the answer to that. A global campaign might take 3 to 5 years. Pharmaceutical companies would certainly like a new opportunity to put their flu vaccine manufacturing capacity to better use, potentially triggering a rerun of the $7 billion-plus sales windfall seen in 2009 to 2010. $7 billion, I mean, that's nothing compared to what they could possibly accrue with this pandemic that they will cause, because very few people actually rolled up their sleeves back in 2009 because of people like myself warning them what's really going on. So I encourage you to check out that article. I'm not going to read any more of it. But the best part of the article are the comments. And this was very uplifting to me, because every single comment that I got through was basically people saying, we know what's going on. This is my favorite comment. Looks like the New World Order is pulling the final strings into place. Already there have been rumors of the shadow U.S. government shipping the bird flu into silos across the U.S., not the vaccine, but the flu itself. And on my show on These Changing Times Radio this Sunday, my guest will be Jane Burgermeister, and she is a researcher that we owe a lot to, a journalist that uncovered the release of 72 kilos of bird flu virus back at this time around the swine flu scare. And she's going to be giving an update as to the research that she's doing and what she's now seeing going on. And of course, they tried to label her as mentally ill. You know, that's how it works. If you tell the truth, you got to be mentally ill. Let me get back to this comment. I guess that is why FEMA has prepared FEMA camps, 800 of them around the U.S. They have also begun placing large containers that fit at least 4 persons and 500,000 on each camp. Then they have larger coffins made of cement that will hold for liners. They bury just a foot underground. The space this takes up are the size of several football pitches. Never the FEMA trains that transport large numbers of infected or perhaps dissidents, opponents of the New World Order. These trains have direct access to the FEMA camps. Don't believe me? Look it up on Google. It's all very frightening. Perhaps they are getting ready for the master plan of population reduction down to 500 million globally. Do your homework before you send me red arrows, please. And this is a comment from somebody in Geneva. And there's a number of others that are basically saying the same thing. Another good one, this is how the New World Order puts population control into effect. Skynet, the Internet. Don't talk such utter drivel. Vaccines are no longer necessary. In fact, do more harm than good. If the powers that be would stop mutating the virus deliberately to make money, this wouldn't be news. They should be put in jail. And then another comment. I have the feeling the title of this article should read, Scientists are only 3 steps away from mutating bird flu into a deadly pandemic. Of course, because in the headline, they're implying that the virus is mutating all on its own. And, of course, we know that's not true. So that's a very important article, and I encourage you to tell everybody you know to check these things out, because this is going to cause such untold suffering, and, of course, not just the disease they're going to cause by injecting the vaccine, but what are they going to do in terms of quarantine, FEMA camps, and all the rest of it. You know, this is a very important year. We all know, those of us in the know that have done our homework, that they're stepping things up. So it's not a matter of living in fear. It's a matter of getting ready. I'm sure everybody that listens to RBN has, you know, stockpiles of food and water and things you need to have, other things containing lead perhaps, and basically getting ready for what's coming, because we know it's coming because they're telling us it's coming, especially in movies out of Hollywood. We get more truth in the movies, of course, than we do on the mainstream news. But that's what's going on. And not to be scared, but of course, the only way you can protect yourself is if you know the truth. And that is why I do what I do all the time, 24/7. I'm doing research, doing work, doing radio shows pretty much every day at this point, especially with this new rabies situation that's going on. So let me turn to that now, because this is the most evil thing that you could possibly imagine, this zombie apocalypse. Now, let me go back to May 16th of 2011. There was an article on the CDC's own website, Social Media Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse, written by Ali Khan. Now, this really took me aback because I graduated with Ali Khan from Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn in 1987. And as it turns out, I just received in the mail a couple weeks ago my Alumni Today report from Downstate Medical Center. And for the year 1987, Ali Khan is the only one who has an entry. And this is what it says. He was recently named Deputy Director of the National Center for Emerging Diseases at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which is actually disease creation. And it's just amazing to me that myself and himself graduated the same year from the same medical school. So I would say he's one of my biggest enemies, because he is obviously knowing exactly what he's doing. And then it goes on to say he's an assistant surgeon general and joined the CDC in 1991 as an epidemic intelligence officer. Did you know that we had a special version of the CIA involved with epidemics? Well, yes, we do. And he was commissioned in there in 1991. And see, that's how you know that they're actually causing the epidemics. And this is just, it's so straight out of the Twilight Zone, you can't even imagine. Now, in this Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse article that was posted on the CDC, which mysteriously is no longer on the CDC, but I had downloaded it. And if you go to the lightofdayradioshow.com and click on Dr. Carly Archives, that is where the archives of my show for the last few years are posted, including my shows when I was on RBN. And in the first 4 weeks in June, I did shows on the zombie apocalypse. And actually, if you look on the archive for June 2nd and you scroll down, there's a number of documents that you can download. And towards the bottom, it says Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse. So you can actually, you know, download these documents, even though they're no longer available on the CDC's website, and read this stuff yourself. You know, one would say, what is the CDC doing trying to get us ready for a zombie apocalypse? You know, zombies, these are supposed to be just like scientific fiction, right? The undead. Well, as it turns out, we're not talking about the undead. We're talking about rabid cannibals, okay? And cannibals are created by rabies. And very interesting, as he's discussing the different viruses that could cause zombies, he does mention rabies. And He also mentions measles, as I said on the show yesterday. Depending on what part of the brain is damaged by the vaccinations, if it's a particular area of the temporal lobe that has to do whether or not you're aggressive or docile, you could become, you know, a bully, a killer, whatever, if your brain is injured by measles antibody as well. So my I can't call him a friend. My fellow class of 87 alumni is getting us ready for the zombie apocalypse. And, of course, he says here, never fear, the CDC is ready. If zombies did start roaming the streets, CDC would conduct an investigation, much like any other disease outbreak. They would provide technical assistance to city, states, or international partners dealing with a zombie infestation. This assistance might include consultation, lab testing and analysis, patient management and care, tracking of contacts, and infection control, including isolation and quarantine. And that brings up the movie Quarantine. Please watch the movie Quarantine, because basically it's all true. And it pretty much describes not only what's going on with the zombie situation, because it's the only zombie movie I'm aware of where they actually admit it's from rabies, but at the end it shows you what happened when the CDC comes in. Basically, the quarantine shuts down escape hatches for anybody not infected and leaves you there to become infected and die. But the best part is when he says that CDC and other federal agencies would send medical teams and first responders to help those in affected areas. And then he writes, I will be volunteering the young nameless disease detectives for the field work. Isn't that special? He's basically admitting that he's not going to sacrifice himself. He's going to send in the young, unknowing, you know, people that are stupid enough to work for the CDC. So that was quite amazing to find that little gem. And then, of course, after all of this got started getting posted all over the internet, a lot of people were saying to themselves, what's up with the CDC talking about a zombie apocalypse? Well, they have later come out and mentioned, I believe it was on 6-4, that there is no zombie apocalypse, so don't get scared. You know, basically they're saying that they were just trying to get people ready for emergencies, something along those lines. But on June 11th, the CDC sponsored a vaccine clinic at a high school for children bitten by zombies. So they're having all their cute little preparedness exercises that they're doing. So, you know, it's sending all kinds of different messages. You don't know what to think, except for they're obviously getting this whole zombie thing into our consciousness. And there's a very important reason for that. Now, I was amazed. I live in Hickory, North Carolina, and the paper I get every day to see what they're feeding the sheep is a Charlotte Observer. And on July 7th, on page 1B, there was a headline, Rabid Horse Prompts Warnings. A rabid horse. When have you ever heard of a rabid horse? What does a horse do when it becomes rabid? Well, as it turns out, it tries to bite itself and other animals. Okay, so how are horses becoming rabid? Well, there's two ways this can happen, one of which is from the rabies vaccine. And this is a very important thing for all of you to also realize. There was another article in the Charlotte Observer on September 23rd, 2011, page 3B. And I like to talk about what's in the mainstream media so that you can learn to read between the lines, because they do tell us the truth, but it's often hidden in plain sight. And the article on page 3B on September 23rd, 11, I always tell people, check this stuff out for yourself. Go to charlotteobserver.org. The title is Rabid Cat Adopted from Wake County Animal Shelter Puts Owner in Financial Bind. And this article talks about a gray tabby kitten named Silverbell, who seemed a perfect fit for Gina Ferris, who was already the owner of four other pets, and adopted this gray tabby kitten from the animal center. And in fact, the Wake County, it's called the Wake County Animal Center. Now, of course, the cat had received all of its vaccinations, but when the owner, Gina, took the kitten home, it bit her on the hand and then died in a veterinarian's office 9 days after coming home, after being vaccinated with rabies. How do they twist and spin this? They basically say, well, obviously the cat didn't have time, you know, to mount an immune response against rabies, which, of course, they don't say where the cat got the rabies. No even consideration that it could have been from the rabies vaccine. Okay, folks, I'll be back to continue with it. Stay tuned.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you really in the heat? It's all the weather time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
And we're back with Unsolicited Opinions. This is Dr. Carly, and I'm going to continue to discuss this article from the Charlotte Observer on September 23rd of 2011. Rabid cat adopted from Wake County Animal Shelter puts owner in financial bind. Now, this is such an important article, and I send this out to all my clients because it shows you how they do make certain admissions in the articles, but you have to read between the lines because, of course, they're going to twist and spin things. Now, in this article, They say, there's no guarantee that adopted pets such as Silverbell, who is both tame and vaccinated, will have a clean bill of health. Okay, and that's when you, you know, do a double take. Okay, the cat was vaccinated. The cat was rabid. How did a vaccinated cat become rabid? And the answer is from the rabies vaccine. In fact, not only did the cat get rabies from the rabies vaccine, but if you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the pet page, you will find the actual package insert from the rabies vaccine. And in that package insert, it doesn't say anything about getting rabies from the rabies vaccine, but it does say that the tissue cultures used to grow the rabies virus in the vaccine cause autoimmune disease. And I had discussed that on the show yesterday, how those tissue cultures, it's basically you're having a similar situation to when you have an organ transplant, only this is on a cellular level, and that's how they're causing all autoimmune disease. So they're admitting that the kitten was vaccinated, the cat became rabid, the cat bit the owner after only 9 days at her house. All four of her other pets, two dogs and two cats, have been quarantined in cages for 6 months. The cost for the quarantine, $2,000 per pet. Gina states, my dog Simon is covered from one end to the other in feces and urine. On top of that, Ferris must endure a series of rabies shots. Now, once again, insanity. Okay, she just got vaccinated by the cat. But no, they're going to shoot her up with more rabies shots, expected to cost several thousand dollars more. An even greater hardship now that stress from having rabies caused her to leave her job. Now, that's quite a Freudian slip there. Stress from having rabies. You know, they're admitting she had rabies because the cat that was vaccinated gave her the rabies. And amazingly, or perhaps not, Wake County Animal Center will not assist her with her bills because there's no guarantee that adopted pets will have a clean bill of health. So that's why I tell people, if I was you, you know, as bad as I feel for pets that are incarcerated in these shelters, you know, basically they're going to get all their vaccines, so they're a ticking time bomb health-wise just waiting to happen. They're all going to be microchips. Microchips have been shown to also contribute to causing cancer. And, of course, they're going to be fixed, spayed or neutered, which is fine, but, you know, they're going to have all these problems. So you're buying into all these problems when you go to a shelter to get a pet. So what I did when my dog of 18 years, my Auger the Dogger, finally died, I had reversed her cancer, but eventually her joints gave out, and I had to put her down, which is one of the hardest things I've ever did. And that was when I lived in Florida. And when I moved to North Carolina, I knew I was going to get another dog. I didn't know when. Okay, there's the break. We'll be back after these messages.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.